Lieutenant Colonel John Henry Dimmer, Victoria Cross. John Henry Dimmer, always known as Jack, was born on the 9th of October, 1883. One of four sons of John Dimmer, a railway worker, he was born in Gloucester Street, now known as Vauxhall Walk, a stone's throw from here. He attended Rutledge School in Merton and left school at the age of 15 to become an engineer. But he had a hankering for military life and soon joined the army. He was 31 years old and a lieutenant in the 2nd Battalion of the King's Royal Rifle Corps when he was awarded the Victoria Cross for his actions 100 years ago today, 12th November 1914, at Klein-Zillebeek, Belgium. His actions on 12th November became sensationalised in the British press, and Jack Dimmer found himself a war hero. That day, as the Prussian Guard advanced in massed formation from the cover of a wood at Klein-Zillebeek, the two machine guns of 2nd Battalion King's Royal Rifle Corps opened fire. But the gun which Lieutenant Dimmer was working suddenly jammed. With great bravery, he climbed out of his trench onto the emplacement in order to put it in order, and while doing so, a rifle bullet struck him in the jaw. He continued, however, to work the gun until it jammed once more, and while putting it back in order again, he was hit in the shoulder. After getting the gun to work, a shrapnel burst struck him, three splinters from a shrapnel burst struck his injured shoulder. Nevertheless, he most gallantly continued to work his gun until it was so riddled with bullets that it jammed. Lieutenant Dimmer fell back unconscious into the trench, but the Prussian advance had been repulsed. For this magnificent courage and tenacity, he was awarded the Victoria Cross. Dimmer later achieved the rank of Lieutenant Colonel and was married on 19th of January 1918, but tragically, just 2 months later, he was killed in action at Malteveu in France on the 21st of March 1918, and his Victoria Cross is displayed in the Royal Green Jackets Museum, Winchester, England. The official citation for his Victoria Cross reads, "On 12th November 1914, at Klein-Zillebeek, Belgium, Lieutenant Dimmer went on serving his machine gun during an attack and stayed at his post until the gun was destroyed, in spite of being shot 5 times. I now call on Bernadette Oxley and Stephanie Dimmer to unveil this memorial stone.